Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. On today's program, we will be talking with Linnell DeRue-Marcos, the reigning Mrs. Universe for 2021 to 2022. Mrs. Marcos is a registered dental hygienist who speaks to corporate audiences, educating them about oral health and its relationship to physical health. She also speaks to church groups on the topic, your brush, your body, and your Bible. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest news and research affecting your health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Well, our special news item for today on Health and Longevity is that I have just been elected president of the Adventist Nutrition and Dietetics International Association, also known as ANDIA. This is a professional organization made up of Seventh-day Adventist nutritionists, dietitians, and also health professionals in a variety of health fields, including medicine and other health professional occupations, of Seventh-day Adventists who are interested in promoting the Seventh-day Adventist philosophy of a healthy plant-based diet or vegetarian or vegan diet for the prevention, treatment, and even potential reversal of disease. If you happen to be a Seventh-day Adventist church member and are a dietitian or nutritionist or a health professional, go to our website at AdventistDietetics.org. That's AdventistDietetics.org to become a member and help us in this effort and be a part of this great organization. Now, if you happen to be a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in general, or if you are not even a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, you can also get a special membership called Friend of ANDIA. By being a Friend of ANDIA member, you can also get benefits, and it helps support this work on a global basis of promoting a healthy plant-based diet throughout the world. Go to AdventistDietetics.org to get more information about ANDIA and to become a member. Again, AdventistDietetics.org to get more information about ANDIA and to become a member.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
Welcome back to Health and Longevity. Do you have questions about nutrition, health, or longevity? This is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
And our question for today is, what is the website address for the Adventist Nutrition and Dietetics International Association again? That address is AdventistDietetics.org. That address, again, is AdventistDietetics.org. Hope you can become a member.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Our special guest today on Health and Longevity is Linnell DeRue-Marcos, international speaker, author, and the reigning Mrs. Universe for 2021 to 2022. Linnell is a registered dental hygienist, former magician's assistant, National and International Mission Dental Medical Clinic volunteer and world traveler. Linnell DeRue Marcos is a woman with a mission to change the way that the world brushes. She speaks to corporate audiences, educating them on the connection between oral and physical health, and on weekends, she shares her spiritual passion, tying together needs of the heart, soul, and body in her talk, Your Brush, Your Body, and Your Bible. A graduate of Loma Linda University, Mrs. Marcos is founder and author and speaker of Brush for Life Incorporated, a company with a mission to impact and improve health worldwide through her Answers to Health, a wellness education program intended to build immunity and foster health through lifestyle modification. Linnell, thank you so much for being with us today on Health and Longevity.
Thank you. I appreciate the invitation. I'm excited about it.
Well, you are Mrs. Universe currently, and tell us a little bit about Mrs. Universe and what do you do as Mrs. Universe?
Contractually, I'm required to make at least one appearance a month and then to post on social media 3 times a week. So contractually, that's what's required of me. Beyond that, I use it as a platform to have a broader reach.
Okay. So, Linnell, I know you have a great passion about dental health and oral care. If there was one thing that you would like to have an impact on the world in this regards, what would that be? And what would you like your legacy to be in regards to this part of health and wellness?
I want to change the way the world brushes. There are a lot of people, about 75 to 80% of the population in the United States, that have gum disease simply because of the way they brush, and that leads to other illnesses, other problems that are present in the body, and they don't realize that it can be affected by their mouth.
And how will you intend to do that? How would you do that?
Currently, I am working with the president of the Kenya Dental Association. He and I are going to launch a pilot program in his country, and through that, educate the public and educate them on how to better care for their mouth. So through pilot programs nationally and internationally.
So Linnell, how important is oral health?
Well, like I mentioned, the disease that a person has in and around their gums, it'll create a low-grade infection of their blood, and it can affect the whole body. There are, in fact, 57 diseases associated with gum disease, verified by research.
And so this ties in with medical conditions more than just people think of dental, going to the dentist and it's just getting your teeth cleaned and so forth, but it actually affects the medical issue.
Yeah, there's a good reason that we ask, has there been any change in your health history? Have you been hospitalized or had a serious illness in the last 6 months? And why we take the blood pressure? There's a lot of other reasons behind those questions. So when we want you to fill out the health history, sometimes there's a very good reason. And sometimes people see their dentist more often and more regularly than their physician. And so we will catch things. We're kind of a screening process to catch things that can affect their longevity before their physician would catch it.
Let's talk a little bit more about the impact that oral health has on the health of the body. I know you said it does the infection, but let's talk about how that affects the whole body and the different systems, I guess, throughout the body.
Sure. I found a very couple interesting research articles on, for example, fertility. The study that they did with men, they were able, because it's easier to find if fertility goes up in men than in women, it takes longer. They were able to find immediate impact of having a thorough, like deep cleaning done on men and their fertility. And that it affects, if you have an infection in your gums, like I said, it gets into the bloodstream, and that blood flows everywhere. Our blood is what keeps us alive, obviously, and if it's infected, it can set up an infection in one of the valves of the heart. That is well substantiated by research, too. Some people have to take antibiotic before they get a dental cleaning because they've had a valve replacement. Even if you haven't had a joint replacement or a valve replacement, this bacteria can set up housekeeping in the lungs, causing lung cancer or lung disease. In the kidneys, same thing, cancer or disease. The pancreas, same thing, and it's associated with Alzheimer's, memory loss, psoriasis, gout, breast cancer. Just the list is really long. It's fascinating to me. It's fascinating.
Now, you are a registered dental hygienist, and I know some doctors' offices don't have dental hygienists these days, and they do it themselves, but then I find often the doctors that do have a dental hygienist, you get actually better service and you get a lot better cleaning and so forth. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about dental hygienists. I know you're a graduate of Loma Linda University at the dental school there in dental hygiene, and it has a great program there. And often dentists tell me they love Loma Linda University graduates coming out of dental hygiene to work with them. Tell us maybe a little bit, what is a dental hygienist for those people? Sometimes they get it confused between a dentist and a dental hygienist.
The difference between a dental hygienist, a dentist, and a dental assistant is your education. So I became a dental assistant through on-the-job training when I was 16. You don't have to go to college for dental assisting. Dental hygiene is a four-year bachelor's program. Up until about 10 years ago, they have added some what they call two-year programs. They're not. They're three-year because you have to have a year of prerequisites. And then you have the 2 years of dental hygiene school. So you end up with a bachelor's if you get your 4 years. Dentists, their specialty is in restorative, restoring the tooth itself, unless they go for further education, and then they would maybe become a specialist in the gums, like a periodontist, oral surgeon, or some of them specialize in root canals. So they have their specialty. Dental hygiene is a field where we just focus on cleaning the teeth, the health of the gums that hold the teeth in. That's our niche. So my concern of the health of the gums and the bone around the tooth that the dentist is in charge of restoring is where I have invested a lot of my research and my time, my energy in helping people do the best job that they possibly can in keeping their teeth in their mouth and keeping them healthy, of course, but keeping their gums and teeth healthy.
Now, of course, just about every dentist and dental hygienist recommends making sure you floss. Tell me the importance of flossing, because that's a discipline that not everyone, I mean, they do it occasionally or not, don't do it at all. Yeah. The importance of flossing. So let's get into that.
So about 40% of the tooth surface is reached only through dental floss. Your teeth may look narrow, like in the front, lower front teeth, but if you were to turn that tooth sideways, it's very wide. It's very broad. The tooth is shaped like a wedge. And so there's a lot of tooth surface between the teeth and under the gums when you add that all up that is not cleaned by just the toothbrush bristles. It's not quite reached. So floss tears up the bacterial colonies. I'm glad you asked this question. A lot of people don't understand the purpose of flossing, what the reason is. It tears up the bacterial colonies and they'll float away. Move the floss so it goes all the way under the gums. Don't pull straight down or straight up. You want to make a C shape that goes horizontally and move it up and down 4 or 5 times because the bacteria will get torn up and float away. That is, as long as you're using a floss that has fibers to it. Very popular now are flosses made of Teflon. Teflon's unique selling position is that nothing sticks to it. It's slippery. If you rub Teflon over your tooth, it's basically like flossing with plastic. Nothing sticks to it, and it doesn't tear up the bacterial biofilm on the tooth. So I'm not a proponent of most of the floss picks. I like them. There used to be one that was made, you could buy it in the store. They have switched over to their product being made with Teflon also. You can get flossers that are, because some people, they can't get their fingers in their mouth. And that's why a lot of people don't floss. Mm. It's awkward.
Right.
So the picks are a nice alternative. The ones by Gum, they're called angled flossers. So the keyword by Gum, G-U-M, keyword search there. And those are using regular floss. So if you want to use a floss pick, so that type, that's the one to use.
What do you think about water picks?
Water pick is great if you're wanting to irrigate out food debris between your teeth. There is a device that works similar, like the mechanism of the water pick. You know, it's an irrigator, but it has a magnet in the handle. It's called a hydrofloss. And this device is unique from all the other irrigators on the market in that it actually does remove the plaque and tartar from the teeth. It can, I should say. It actually can. In their studies, they've done two. One of them shows a 65% reduction. And I have personally seen that myself. I had a patient with cerebral palsy. His lower front teeth, all six of them across the lower front, slanted towards his tongue about a 45-degree angle. I couldn't get back there to do proper scaling, and I couldn't polish. So I suggested, seeing that he had cerebral palsy, he wasn't going to be able to floss. They don't have use of their hands like that. I suggested that he get the HydroFloss to see how that would work for him. I said, my dad's a dentist. He highly recommends it. I haven't had anyone use it yet, but it's worth a try. I mean, the alternative is to do nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got it, and I could not believe when he came in, it had made the tartar that I had not gotten off his teeth fall off his teeth.
Wow.
It made the gingival health tremendously better. And if you go to my website, brushforlife.com/irrigators, I've got two buttons there. And one of them tells you about how the mechanism works. And it tells you, explains why this happens. It uses the principle of magnetohydrodynamics. This is something that when I was talking to one of my patients, I was working in San Francisco. He was a professor of physics at the school, and he got so excited. He's like, I'm telling my students what they're learning is applicable in real life.
Ah, great.
So it gave validity, you know, to what I'm sharing.
Sure. Now, I know you enjoy speaking to corporations and businesses and so forth as a wellness speaker in health and oral health. What kind of impact does really poor oral care have to do with the person's or company's employees?
I'm glad you asked. HR would be interested to know that 12,800 hours are lost annually by way of productivity. There's lost productivity that's accountable to gum disease per 1,000 employees. And here's why. As I said, 80% of adults over 30 have gum disease. That's a national average. And the treatment for that is more than two visits. Everybody knows they should go to the dentist twice a year, right? When you go into your appointment, you've got to take about a half a day off of work unless it's literally next door. So you're losing half a day of production there twice a year. But when you get treated for gum disease, that goes to multiple appointments. And that's because you've got the appointment where they diagnose it. Then they need to come back for two more sessions for the deep cleaning, because we do one half of the mouth one time, one half the other. Unless it's more advanced, then you would have more appointments. I had a patient who required 4 hours of cleaning. It was so much work. And then their visits, insurance requires that they come in four times a year so that they don't have to do this again. Unfortunately, a lot of offices count on patients not having good home care and repeating the deep cleaning every 2 years. Regardless of whether they do that, they're on a 3-month, four times a year recall visit, which adds up to 6,400 hours. So there's a lot of productivity loss, but it doesn't end there. People may be absent, you know, of course, because they've been to the dental office. But after that treatment, sometimes they don't feel well and they don't want to come in the next day because they're aching. So they're absent for that, or they do come in and they're not at their peak production. That's called absenteeism. So there's time lost for that too.
Now, a lot of the information that you share, wouldn't they get that from the dentist, or maybe you wouldn't expect some of the information the dentist to share with you?
Exactly. I'm glad you asked. A lot of patients say to me, you know, I've never been told this before. In some cases, they maybe have been told that before, but the approach was such that they weren't hearing it. Or I've noticed in my career, I've been doing this 38 years, not everyone is a gifted teacher. And they will try and explain gum disease and how they should care their gums and teeth, but not really be as successful at transmitting the information as they want to. So the other thing is that dental offices will not give the hygienist enough time to include oral hygiene instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Their responsibilities have grown. I had an appointment time yesterday. In an hour, I was supposed to take full mouth x-rays and do two quadrants of root planing and the charting and turn my room around. That's completely impossible. I did one quadrant, I did the full mouth x-rays, and I was still at least 20 minutes behind. So they pile more and more on top, and that's something that's easy to cut out. You see, we don't get to charge for oral hygiene instruction. The only way that a dental office can keep its doors open is to charge for the time that you're in the chair. So they want to have procedures that are chargeable to either you or the insurance. That's how business runs, right? So if they can't charge for oral hygiene instruction, it often gets left off.
So it's kind of like the field in preventive medicine. You don't really make money doing education and prevention, yet that's the most important. And even doctors are struggling. You know, they have 8 minutes with the patient. They don't have time to tell them about how to eat right and prevent their heart disease and so forth. And same thing's going on with dentistry. So the system needs to be changed. But I know you speak to corporations and employee groups. And what are some of the benefits that you see when you're able to get a company group or employee group together and you can talk? What benefits do you see them getting from your presentations?
Benefits would include keeping the employees focused and healthy. A lot of corporations include, you know, a fitness center, which is great for your muscles and aerobic, right?
Right.
But what about health? So it helps to keep them focused and healthy. It minimizes lost productivity, as I mentioned. It reduces the health claims risk. And many major diseases, as I said, are associated with gum disease, such as cancer, diabetes, heart disease. I have a really good story I want to share about that, too, if we can circle back. Employees are happier because they don't require repeated deep cleanings each 2 years. I've been able to turn patients around so that their home care is so optimum that they don't necessarily have to go 4 times a year. That's after a track record of showing and proving that they can keep their gum health in good shape. And the other thing is employees are happier because they can avoid the lecture at the dentist. I've had more than one person come in the room and not even sit down yet, but turn and point at me and say, "I don't want a lecture." Like, well, hello, nice to meet you too. People don't want that. And then the other thing is it's an increased likelihood of reducing appointments from the 4 cleanings back to 2, like I said, without dental consequences.
You said you had a story you wanted to tell?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I had just gotten these new postcard-sized business cards, and I was helping to care for my mother who was on hospice. When the hospice nurse came in and she had noticed this large card on my mom's nightstand, she pointed at it and said, "What's that?" I said, "Oh, it's my new business card." She said, "Well, what's it about?" So I told her it's the mouth-body connection and it's the impact of oral health as it has on the body. And her demeanor, she was a very bubbly personality, completely changed instantly. She became very somber and serious. And she said, "That's really important." Then she went on, she said, "My mother was very sick and on hospice. She had some kind of blood infection and they couldn't figure out where the source was. She had diabetes. And when they finally determined that it was from her mouth, it was too late. She died 2 days later.
Mm.
Because see, she had become so ill, so gravely ill that she wasn't able to even go to a dentist at that point and get it treated. But in clearing up the infection in her mouth would have cleared up her blood infection and likely prolonged her life.
So good oral care is a life and death matter, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, I know you're available for presentations to speak to employee groups. Is that correct? And just anywhere in the country, if they're willing to have you come over?
Yes, anywhere, either in person or virtually.
Yeah.
I cover the things that what they would learn in the presentation is what would increase tartar buildup,
mm-hmm.
where the most common areas of gum disease are, and then how to help those areas, and why people don't follow through with the instructions from their hygienist. And fourthly, not only the best practices for home care, but the best products and why.
Well, it's an interesting thing because a lot of companies that do employee wellness often, like you say, they talk about exercise and fitness and maybe some on nutrition and all that. But to have a focus on oral care would be a very unique thing to have and make it more comprehensive. So tell us a little bit about the services you offer and educating different employee groups as well as wherever you go to talk about good health. How does one get a hold of you? And by the way, I understand you also do church presentations. What's the topic you give on that?
My topic title at churches is Your Brush, Your Body, and Your Bible.
Great.
And it's 40 minutes. And I'm available also for workshops. I cover answers to health. So if anyone's familiar with New Start, what those mean, I cover the same topics, but I add oral health. So it would be air, nutrition, sunlight, water, exercise, rest, self-control, trusting God, and oral health. Mm-hmm. And that's all to also other audiences. It could be answers to diabetes or answers to heart disease or whatever. And I would, of course, tailor the talk then to lean more into that audience.
So tell us about how do we get in touch with you, about your website and the other information on how someone get a hold of you to speak to different groups and do education, whether it's a church or whether it's a company. How do you do that?
Yeah, you can reach me through LynelleDeRue.com.
Spell Linnell. Spell it out.
Linnell, LynelleDeRoo.
Okay.
Yeah, Linnell with a N as in Nancy, LynelleD as in duck, ERoo.com. That will take you to my LinkedIn website, LinkedIn profile. I am working on a website and speaker site. So you can send me an email at Linnell@LynelleDeRue.com. That's Linnell, LynelleE, at LynelleDeRue.com. And the other way, alternatively, that you can reach out to me is through my website, Brush for Life, BrushForLife.com. There is also an email address and phone number there. They can reach me that way too.
Okay. And for our listeners today, if you didn't get that, you can go on the Life Talk Radio Network website and look for a podcast under Health and Longevity of this show, and you can hear it again. So thank you so much, Linnell, for being on our program today. And congratulations on your achievement as Mrs. Universe.
Thank you.
For the reigning this year. And keep up the great work as you go out and share people a better way of living, a healthier way of life through good oral health. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the invitation, John.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
That's it for this week's program, and we encourage you to tune in next week to Health and Longevity. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.